Yes.
Okay. The mics are on? Okay.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, everyone, to the meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Agriculture and Horse Breeding Fund of New York State. We're meeting today in Schenectady, New York, November 1st, 2011. Call the meeting to order at 1:43. I'm in the offices of the Racing and Wagering Board. I'm Chairman John Sabini. We're joined by board members, Commissioner Darrell Albertine of the Department of Agriculture and Markets, welcome, Commissioner, and our trustee Keith Hamilton, and our executive director is also present, Tim Gordon. We had a very successful night of champions in Saratoga Raceway, and everyone that participated seemed to have a good time, even despite the wet weather. But I congratulate fund staff and harness breeders and Saratoga management for their participation. What was a really good night. Now it's time for public comment. Anyone in the audience who would wish to address the fund board, now is the time to do it. Don't see a big rush to the microphone, so we'll move right along then. In your package, you got minutes for June 30th, 2011. Any comment? Questions about those minutes? If there is none, I'll take a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved. Next item is the financial update, which you have in your packages as well. And if there's any comment on that, now would be the time. Okay. That is not an action item, so we don't have to approve that, but it's there for your edification. Item number four is the 2012 budget. We have the budget in front of us, and we need to formally adopt it. The contract that the HHB has with us is in there, and we need to finalize that before we actually approve a... can we do this budget now without that? No, right?
Yeah,
could
be amended.
Okay, so we'll do that. And we're in negotiations with HHB for what their contract amount will be for next year, as well as what duties and they will be asked to perform. So I would like to take a motion to approve the budget with the stipulation that we will amend it at a meeting before the end of the year to sketch out the rest of what we expect to spend in 2012. Any questions on the document you have in front of you? And without discussing the HHB one? Okay. Hearing none, I'd like a motion to adopt the budget then in its preliminary form.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Budget is approved. And I'll note we'll have a meeting soon for reasons we'll discuss later in the meeting. We'll be having another follow-up meeting in coming weeks. Item number five is the revised mission statement. As we all know, there is the authority's budget office now has all kinds of regulations for us to comply with the attempt to make authority's budgets more transparent, their operations more transparent. Friends who were in the assembly know this was near and dear to Assemblyman Brodsky's heart, and we're now having to comply with all this. So, there is a mission statement that is presented today. The one that you have in front of you has been signed off on from the ABO as adequate, but you have to approve it as well. But they've given it sort of prior approval, much as the Justice Department pre-clears things in the with regard to the Voting Rights Act, they pre-cleared a mission statement. mission statement reads as follows: the mission of the Agriculture and New York State Horse Breeding and Development Fund and the New York Sire Stakes is to promote agriculture through the breeding of horses. To that end, the Agriculture Fund directs the state's premium harness racing program designed to stimulate the breeding, buying, and racing of standardbred horses in New York State. The New York Sire Stakes is the nation's oldest harness racing program of its kind. We believe that these goals can best be accomplished by supporting educational programs, equine research, and a supplementation of racing purses at New York State parametrical tracks, county fairs, and the Goshen Historic Track. Our authority accepts that by accomplishing our mission, we will improve the economic well-being of the Empire State, keep agricultural lands in service, producing products of value, preserve open space, and increase employment opportunities throughout the whole of New York State. Any questions on the mission statement or comments? Now, a motion to approve the mission statement.
Motion approved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Mission statement is approved. Next item is item six, which is the performance measures. Another ABO requirement is performance measures. This has been prepared by Tim Gordon, and I'd like him to just sort of clarify them and discuss them.
All right, yes. Unlike the mission statement, which we submitted, there was a deadline, and they did accept it, but we needed to approve it today. We had a little more time to put this forth, and that's why we haven't submitted it to their office, and subsequently you're not gotten approval, but I'm I'd be hopeful they'd be accepting of this. What we had had previously was a description of the fund's activities, but didn't necessarily have measurable standards that we're putting forth here, relating to employment, the competitiveness of the horses that we're breeding in New York, and really just a way to track how good of a job we're doing. And the standards put forth here are standards we can actually attach real numbers to, and statistics, and see how we're shaping up from year to year. Standing up from year to year.
For example, as Joe Spadaro was very quick to note in an email to us, a couple of emails to us about the performance of New York breeds at the Breeders' Crown, which was held this weekend in Canada, and we stacked up pretty darn well. So that's something to be proud of, and something that, as Tim said, can be measured empirically. Any questions about the performance measures? Hearing none, I'd like to entertain a resolution then that we adopt these and present them to the ABO.
So moved. Motion?
So moved. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, that is approved. Item number seven is the New York State Sire Stakes conditions. Now, I'll note that both Racing and Wagering Council, Robert Feierstein, and Director of Racing Officials for the RWB, Brian Barry, are in attendance. There needs to be, in their opinion, some time to review those conditions, because those races are going to be held under New York State's parimutuel law, and they have to fit in with existing statute that governs how we conduct parimutuel wagering, and they're going to need a period of time to review those. So I would like to table this discussion. Well, table the item, but have some discussion if people want to, and that includes Bob and Brian on this item at this time. Anyone have any? And I think that out of the meetings that were convened under the banner of the Harness Horse Breeders, we've come a long way, I think, in getting some consensus on a lot of things regarding the Sire Stakes program. But in terms of just making sure that everything in the conditions is proper under state law, we're going to need a little time to review them. But I congratulate people for really trying very hard to get to a better place, because it's not easy in this industry. Any discussion?
A couple comments. Within the packet we have, of course, the attached proposed conditions and a revision that's dated 10/31/11. On the revision, and this is mostly my fault, we are looking for a little tougher qualifying standards And this will be under New York Cellular Stage 53, dated 10/31/11. You'll look at the under racing conditions, item 10, subsection A, listed are qualifying standards for pacers and trotters on half and 5/8 mile tracks. We'd like to tighten those standards as indicated here on your revised sheet, but the omission was actually on the 7/8 or larger track. We are also looking to tighten those standards for 2-year-old trotters to 2.5, for 3-year-old trotters to 2.3. Obviously, we'll make sure that Tim's office is able to provide you with the completed revisions at all levels here and before it goes to legal review. But there are just a couple of verbiage changes that need to be tweaked here. Additionally, I would like to thank publicly, Brian Berry, Ron Oprim. I mean, they've been very helpful in making sure our conditions align with all rules and regulations and in compliance with the Racing and Wagering Board, which is of the utmost importance for us. Thank Harness Horse Breeders for the considerable time they've spent in changing our program. They've taken constructive criticism, input, and this is not a business that adapts to change well, but I think these are all positive. And Tim, your flexibility and your input with this was instrumental in having this all come together. Every faction of the industry has been alerted to the proposed changes. I think overall it's been very well received. That would be your breeders, your owners, your drivers, your trainers, racetracks, management, and officials. So this has been an all-encompassing effort, and I think it'll keep us near the top of our game, if not at the top of our game.
Can you want to go over, just highlight some of the dates?
Yeah, sure will. I think really one of the most well-received and most significant changes that we're looking at next year is having our second or middle tier racing, what we had previously called the late closers, having those events generally, in most cases, on the same evening as we're having our sire stakes at the same track. I think last year we were up to maybe over 120 nights of racing, and it's very expensive for participants to get around to all these tracks. They're getting home at 2-3 in the morning, and they have to start all over, and they're up all night again. I see it when I'm driving back doing race representation. They're on the road all hours. This way, they can conduct their races at the same track in the same night. But beyond the savings of fuel and time, and we're thinking we might get down to close to 60 nights of racing a year, is that the owners will choose where their horse should be racing, whether it's the sire stakes or A-level race or in the middle tier. The thought was that because our late closers started later or people were staked into the program, they were rolling the dice, entering those races, maybe not with the greatest chance of winning, but hoping they could come home with a check. Which is their right to do that. But if we have a racing opportunity for them in the middle tier, they'd be better off and happier to race there perhaps at an appropriate level. And what that will do without maybe a significant increase of the purse money that we're providing to the tracks will lower the number of divisions we have at a leg on a given evening. So we don't have to have quite as many divisions of that night's leg of the sire stakes. It makes a big difference. You get a lot of legs early on. You could be racing for around 20,000. We have other nights later in the year, two or three legs, maybe they're racing for 50,000. When you go to the yearling sale and you pay $100,000 for a yearling, you're going to need to race for the 50,000, the 30, 40, $50,000 races to get your investment back, and racing for 19,000 isn't quite doesn't make it as attractive at the sale. And I think there's general consensus on that. A lot of the other items we might be taking a look at here are not as really significant as that, or some of the changes might be kind of minor things we've encountered and corrections we want to make from a couple of things that come up during the course of the year. There's discussion of renaming the middle tier racing. What I've put forth here was calling it the green fields. We have other states that have called it the green acres, and what we're trying to do is let people know that whether they're interested in harness racing or not, that this program, agriculture in New York State, benefits them. This benefits agriculture in New York State by keeping open spaces. One thing we're trying to do, very significant this year, is a change in the state fair races, which we are compelled to have state fair racing, and including our state fair racing into the middle tier program with points going towards the finals in the middle tier racing. Yet we're trying to do that in a way at Goshen, Tioga, and Vernon in a way that will allow the A-level horses to compete for really the prestige of winning a state fair race, although the purses will be more in line with the middle tier. So on those given races, we wouldn't necessarily always be having the Sire Stakes A-level races on the same evening in every instance to allow for state fair, to allow the A-level horses still to compete in state fair. I think everyone's familiar here with the history. Certainly state fair races were conducted at Syracuse for many, many years. And it's kind of changed. And we're looking at a way that that's revenue that's coming from not the purse account, but it comes from the 19% of the 25% of the other side of the ledger. Then that's money we can use to hopefully enhance the middle tier purses.